This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Carl Esprey, the Executive Director of Contango Holdings. Hello, Carl.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
So it's the first time that we're speaking, Carl, and the first time we've had Contango Holdings on the interview. And I understand that you recently started trading following an RTO in June. Can you provide some background on the company and that transaction?
Yes, absolutely, Mark. We spent 2 years planning and advancing an asset to the stage that it was de-risked in terms of mostly the permitting, but also the infrastructure and the logistics. We're now ready to transition this asset to a cash flow producing asset. This is the Lubu asset in Zimbabwe, the met coal asset in Zimbabwe. And the key consideration when we chose this asset was a low capex and near-term to cash flow asset.
Okay. And since bringing Lubu to market in June, Contango has delivered already some potentially exciting letters of intent, that's LOIs. Can you give some background on them?
Yes, absolutely. We've signed two LOIs for coal production totaling 32,000 tons a month. If we take those LOIs into formal agreements, this will be in the range of $1 million of EBITDA per month for the company. And we expect actually over the next few weeks further LOIs and discussions around moving the LOIs into formal offtake agreements.
Now, on the Lubu project, the met coal project, what stage is that at? What stage was it at when you took it over? How advanced was it? And what are the plans taking it forward?
Yes. When we first entered into negotiations with the vendor of Lubu, Lubu was an exploration license project with north of 1 billion tons of coal. And that had been done to the 43-101 standard, very, very high standard of exploration work done on the deposit. Contango took the view that we wanted a mining license, so we didn't want to take the political risk of converting an exploration license to a mining license. And that was some of the delay that Contango took in closing the deal. And so over that period of time, the 2 years, the exploration license has been converted into a mining license. And that's why I said it's a near-term cash flow asset. In terms of the next step for Contango, we formalized these LOIs into offtakes. And once that's been done, we can then finalize a mine plan and move forward to construction of the mine, which, because it's at surface, it's 1.5 meters deep from surface, it's very quick from that point into cash flow.
So would it be a fairly quick process to take it to mine plan?
Absolutely. It'll be a few months to take it from the formalized offtake agreements into a operating mine.
Okay. And the project that the company is involved with is met coal or metallurgical coal. Can you just give me a brief overview of what met coal is, where it's used, and what the market's like for that?
Yeah, so yes, of course I can. Thermal coal, as you know, is burned in power stations for power. And in this day and age, there's some concerns around the pollution caused by thermal coal. Mm-hmm. Metallurgical coal is a chemical product used predominantly in the smelting industries for steel, ferroalloys, and chromes. And the demand throughout the region in South Africa is very healthy as infrastructure is built out. But also there's a very large chrome industry in Southern Africa and a large ferroalloys industry in the region, in the Congo, Zambia.
And the market for met coal in Zimbabwe is fairly strong, is it?
Yes, the market in Zimbabwe is strong, but more importantly, the market in the DRC, Zambia and South Africa is also strong. And that allows us to access, for Zimbabwe, it allows us to access export markets and export currencies.
Okay, I see. Now, we've all experienced the COVID-19 pandemic. Has that had an adverse effect on Contango?
We've managed to do quite a lot during the COVID shutdown. So it's been difficult for us, as it's been for everyone, especially around the travel restrictions in the region, which have been quite harsh and continue to be quite harsh. Mm-hmm. But as you've seen, we've achieved letters of intent on offtakes, and that shows that there's increasing amongst clients in the region, increasingly they're seeing the value of our deposit and of our product. And so we are excited now. And as the restrictions start to lift in the region, we're excited that we could now move forward to near-term production.
Okay. Now, you also announced this week, in addition to Lubu, The board continues to evaluate other opportunities in the mining industry. Are you able to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, when we listed Contango, the board was, and the company's ambition was to look for a range of low capex, near-term cash flow assets. Obviously, as I described earlier, the 2 years of upgrading of the Lubu asset has meant that Lubu definitely fits that criteria. But we are also looking across the region and in other commodities for assets that also meet that criteria that can add to the portfolio. And certainly gold, given my history in gold and the board's history in gold, is one of the commodities where we think we can find opportunities that meet the criteria of the company of low capital and cash flow asset.
Okay, so gold. Well, that's interesting because as most people will know, gold is performing very well in recent times. And it almost seems like there's another gold rush going on at the moment with junior miners trying to acquire lots of prospective land and any land they can get their hands on. So is that the case for Contango?
Well, we remain very bullish on gold, and we have been bullish for a while on gold. Where we differ from many of the junior miners is in two main aspects. Mm-hmm. Firstly, we aren't chasing a million plus ounce deposit projects, mm-hmm. which are very, very competitive in the space at the moment. As you said, everyone is looking for a million ounce plus deposit. And secondly, we are not looking for exploration. We are looking for near-term cash flow assets, either in surface deposits that can be cash flowed quickly, or even in tolling mechanisms that we can use to toll other people's products to generate cash flow. And then that cash flow could be used to either build a larger mine or do some exploration to expand our portfolio.
Okay. And these projects can be anywhere in the world, or were you sticking with Africa?
We're going to stick with Africa. That's where our network, that's where our history is. Mm-hmm. We're looking in a few regions. Firstly, will be the region around where Lubu is, so the Southern African region. Mm-hmm. We have infrastructure in place. We have people in place. It makes the economics work much more easily for us. We're also looking in West Africa, in countries we've worked in the past, where we've seen a range of opportunities that fit our criteria.
Okay. And Zimbabwe, where you are currently, what is that like as a jurisdiction to operate in? How are you finding it?
Zimbabwe is a lovely jurisdiction to operate in. Obviously, politically, you know, one doesn't have to do too much Google searching to see that there's difficulties politically in the region, or in the country at least. But operationally, it's very easy. It's a country that's hungry for investment. People are very, very well educated. The mining industry is pretty sacrosanct at the moment. So ministerial support, government support for us to do what we're doing is incredible. And that was seen when we moved to a mining license from an exploration license before we did the reverse into Contango. So, you know, as a company, we put our heads down, we operate in the region, and we hope the politics takes care of itself. And in the meantime, we are looking for export markets for our product to mitigate some of those domestic risks.
So just finally then, there's obviously a lot going on with Contango, with progressing the Met Coal project to a mine plan, and of course, looking at new opportunities in gold. What kind of news flow can investors watch out for in the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, so two major sets of announcements will be coming. One is in further LOIs on offtakes, as well as movements from the LOIs into the formal offtakes on the current LOIs we have, as well as some announcements on opportunities in the gold space that we've identified. And all of those are obviously very positive announcements and will add a lot of value to a company that's severely undervalued at the moment.
Okay, well, Carl Espray, the Executive Director of Contango Holdings, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.